welcome to this International Airport Review podcast. For this episode, we recorded on location at the ACI WAGA conference in Barcelona. Here I caught up with one of International Airport Review's advisory board members, Maurice Jenkins, who is also Chief Innovation Officer of Miami International Airport. In this podcast, we discussed MIA's culture of innovation, the positive impact Maurice and his team are looking to have on the passenger experience, enhancing accessibility at the airport, and his challenges for this year. Remember to subscribe to International Airport Review to be notified of all future podcasts. Maurice, thank you so much for joining me today.
Great to be here, Holly. Good to see you again, as always.
So you recently went from being Director of Information Systems and Telecommunications, which I said in the past sounds so 80s, to Chief Innovation Officer of Miami International Airport. So what does this mean for MIA and its culture of innovation?
It means a lot. We're actually having the opportunity now to look at a new dynamic, take away the day-to-day, keep the lights on to more so how can we strategically plan and look towards the future, what the future of aviation looks like, what the future of airports looks like, to be able to work on several facets. I think I've said in the past, our goal has always been looking at customer experience, finding opportunities to improve the way business is conducted today. We need to look to be a little bit more transformative, and that allows us to look and deep dive more so into the ecosystem of the airport and just look at processes across the board. Whereas before, looking at IT is looking at IT, but this changes the whole dynamic.
So how does it change your long-term view then?
It gives me a whole different perspective of what my new role and my new scope is going to be. It's not necessarily what's the short term look like, it's what does the long term look like. So we're looking at the future of airports, similar to what your question is, how are we going to put the pieces together of this massive puzzle called air transport? We're talking about the seamless journey. What's the interconnectivity look like between airport to airport, what the operations look like internally. And so now, for me, I'm going to be looking at, deep diving a little bit, of what does the entire ecosystem look like? And case in point, it may look at, let's say, something like loading bridges. It may not seem major, but I look at from an operational efficiency standpoint, how do you cool the aircraft? How do you maintain a loading bridge if an airport is growing drastically? If you take one loading bridge out of service for one day, what does that do for the operational impact? What does it do for the customer experience side? So we're going to be looking at everything, loading bridges, bathrooms, conveyances. So we're looking at the whole ecosystem of the airport, that end-to-end journey now has a more definitive meaning of wanting to be able to engage and brand better. So we want to brand better.
So you're going to be taking a bird's eye view of things, essentially. Yes. Is that unusual for a chief innovation officer? Are you kind of in a different airport? Would you be pigeonholed into a certain...
I think now, in looking at that, and I think it's a great question, more airports, what I've seen, have engaged and embraced the chief innovation officer position. And the expectation may be slightly different in some airports, but the underlying theme, I believe, is the same. Yes, being able to deep dive in how do we look and improve upon existing processes that are there. So when you say innovation as well, people look at it, is it keeping the lights on? Or is it really just looking at all the processes that are also engaged and required beyond that? So it's going to be a combination of incorporating technology, but at the same time, a combination of also looking at how we're conducting business today and how can we disrupt that somewhere to improve efficiencies, right? So that's innovation. That's embracing everything from autonomous vehicles and other levels of tech, but how we, day-to-day, all the disparate systems that sit out there, they should be interconnected. The business units, how well do they communicate? And I think innovation has the opportunity to bridge that gap.
And how are you looking to affect passenger experience then personally?
It's a work in progress, one, but we have some ideas that we would like to look at on how we create the MIA brand, right? So for me, it's reaching out and wanting to engage. And so we're looking heavily in what our customers are saying to us, what are the passengers saying to us. We're going to be deep diving more into ASQ, which is something that, ACI promotes, Skytrax, which is also sitting out there. Once we start listening to the voice of the customers, that's externally, but then our internal customers as well in regards to expectations, and start to fill that and then fill that need. So when I take everything that's bad about it, gives me an opportunity to create a framework to create everything that's going to be good about it, right? And it's going to be a challenge. So we're going to be looking at simple things like seating. It may not sound great, but is seating comfortable? Do they have charging stations in seating? Is their ability to have improved Wi-Fi? Is the ambiance of the lighting within the airport? So everything in the whole ecosystem now opens it up as a new opportunity and a new challenge. And I think we as airports need to have that ability and have that want, need, and desire to do that, right? So it's going to be a challenge, but I have a great team that I'm building. And we realize there's a lot to look forward to in, as we work towards effectuating this change and bringing this to the forefront.
What about the employee experience? Because we all know that, you know, your employee needs to be happy, engaged, to provide a great experience for the customer at the end of the day.
And it's great as well. So one of the things that I'm actually working on with my team in creating what's called a center of excellence and looking at innovation, we're creating an innovation program in order to be able to conduct classes on innovation, to be able to engage and stimulate that level of creativity. Because it's all about ownership and pride in ownership and having that ability to do so. So everyone has a voice, and we want to hear what that voice has to say. And if we can work with that, and it makes good business sense, and we want to be able to engage with the employees, realize that they own this. And we're just giving them additional tools and resources to take that additional level of ownership and deliver on that service. So we're not going to discount anybody and or anything. I don't think no one should, because your employees is your keyest factor in regards to making your organization a success. So you want them in from day one. So as we're doing this and building this, it's spreading the word, letting them know that we're going to be engaging with everyone. We want your input. We want your insights.
Sounds like you're democratizing innovation then within the company.
It should be owned by everybody. You have an ability to oversee what's going on, to be transformative, but everyone has a creative idea. But so if you empower them to take a lot of these things on, then they can see the results of that creativity that they have. So there's some processes that require direct hands-on within one framework. But if I give you the framework to help and develop, and we outline the business and hand that off to you, and you take and you run with it, then that's empowerment. And then therefore you're taking the level of ownership to be able to effectuate change quickly in a new dynamic. Right. So our philosophy is we want to have the ability to pivot quickly if necessary, to be able to deliver quickly. We don't want to have this long-term business acumen that we used to operate in, and where you created a plan, you socialized the plan, and you put all these pieces together, and 3 years later, you haven't done anything. Our goal is we want to get quick turnaround, quick engagement. Now, if it's not going to work, let it fail and fail fast. If it is going to work, now you have the ability to drive how you're going to make that happen, and we're here as a support arm. Right? So basically, it's dual parallel tracks to bring about innovation, a culture of innovation, but just being able to change processes within our airport environment.
So how quickly are you looking to take ideas from concept to fruition?
This should start shortly. We're going to be acquiring some additional software products to allow the employees to actually submit those thoughts and have the ability to work towards benchmarking them, and they can make that decision to create that go, no go. Does it make business sense? And let's create some parameters around it. And rather than just saying everybody has an idea, it's great, there's no such thing as a bad idea. But when you put some benchmarking parameters against it, it's like, well, yeah, maybe it makes sense. Maybe it doesn't make sense. Maybe this is the right time to apply it. Maybe it's not. But at least they get an opportunity to see what the administration, the organization has to look at holistically, that we impact a lot of people as well as our entire aviation community. And we want to make sure the touch points are there, the engagements are there, and everyone can see who's impacted or will benefit from any of the ideas brought forward.
And And where does the CEO sit in all of this?
I have to say, and to your listeners out there, if you have executive buy-in and engagement, it is going to make your job so much more easier. My executive CEO, Ralph Cloutier, dynamic, engaging, loves innovation, but the empowerment of sharing a vision, taking a vision and saying, make it happen, and there's nothing that we can't do, right? So it's that can-do attitude, it's that can-do mindset. So administratively within our organization, our executive mayor has basically funneled that down. Says there's an open book, that there's a script that has not been fully defined. Let's take this and go ye forth and conquer, right? And let's take on the challenges as they come. But the support is there, and if it makes sense, let's go do it.
Go forth and conquer. I love
go
that.
Go forth and conquer, yes.
Now, Miami is the second airport in the U.S. to be recognized by the ACI World Accessibility Enhancement Accreditation. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What innovations are you working on in your department then to enhance accessibility of air travel for all?
That's another great question. And talking to our team, and one of my team members, dynamic individuals, instrumental towards working to get the airport the accreditation that we received. And we're having regular meetings and just looking at it of what's sitting out there. So we've talked to some other airports, looking at PRM and accessibility. How can we improve the processes that we have today, whether it's for the visually impaired, whether it's the hearing impaired, those in wheelchairs. I even looked at the opportunity of having the wheelchair service offering as a service and being able to schedule that from curb to gate, right? So there's a level of engagement, there's a level of spend. So we're looking at other facets that we can ingest into our airport as well, in addition to what we currently have today, and basically expand upon that program. So we're actually open out there. So if any of your listeners are trialing or any startups out there, more than happy to please engage us. Or we want to be engaged. We turn nobody away to the point where we won't challenge ourselves, but please bear in mind that you should be open for us to challenge you as well with your product, with your vision also.
About autonomous wheelchairs. I've seen those in Japan. They were very cool.
Yeah, they're cool. But if you look at Japan and Japan's footprint as well, love to look at it. But when you're working with a small footprint with a lot of people, we got to make sure how does that fit and how does that gel well. And for us, we have to examine it. So you take an autonomous wheelchair, the robotic, look at the size and the width. Looking at the amount of passengers come through, if you've been through Miami and Miami's footprint. So how can we put all of that in place? And I met a company out of, I think, Israel as well at the last PTE that has a similar product, and we're supposed to also engage. So we have not let that go by. So we will be looking at it. But here we go again, as I mentioned before, about the employee taking ownership. When they bring up something like that, we have to take into consideration. I have a lot of golf carts in my airport. Your people are riding bicycles for law enforcement. We have all of these things. So if I did an autonomous wheelchair, and we have the existing wheelchairs today, what does that do to the floor space in the airport as passengers are traversing? And everybody's airport is realizing that there's an increase in numbers and pax flow, right? So we're going from, I think it was 125,000 a day, we're up to 150, we've peaked at 160 plus. So our numbers are growing. So if you look at all of that, does that become a challenge or not? And then gauge that. So I look at the autonomy, and I love autonomous vehicles. If I can create a dedicated lane for autonomous vehicles or wheelchairs in one part of the terminal, it'd be great. But you just can't do it within the footprint. So we have some challenges, but if we can work through those as well administratively, I think we're great. So there's more to follow, but it will be happening.
See, Maurice, this is why I love to talk to you. I'd love to get your perspective on just how you view things that no one thinks about.
Right.
And I guess this is why you are the recipient of the Best Airport Innovation Leader Award for the Amadeus Technology Innovation Awards that are taking place this evening. So congratulations, very well deserved.
Thank you.
What does this mean, this award mean for you and Miami?
It means a lot that it's great to be recognized. One, it's great to take an airport like Miami and the team to realize that the work that has been put in and the work that we continue to do has not gone unrecognized or unnoticed. So it's not just an award for me, it's an award for the airport itself. And it shows that we're not going to rest on our laurels. There's more to be done. And we like the fact of the challenges that it poses. So winning this award only says one thing to me, is you're only as good as your last performance. So what's next?
I sense the sportsman under there.
Exactly.
You're only as good as your last win.
Exactly. Go Man City, by the way.
So you mentioned your challenges, but what are they for this year, would you say?
Well, for us, it's... Well, from an innovation perspective, is creating our innovation framework. It's we've created a new executive council for innovation. So any items that we bring to bear that we evaluate, we want first to actually create this council to present that to them, to get their buy-in and see what that does that fit the long-term strategic vision of the airport. We're creating an ISO framework to be one of the first airports to be ISO 56000 certified in innovation and innovation practices. And then we're going to start looking at other business opportunities, leveraging more in the AI framework, reservations at security checkpoints, more on the robotics, sensors more on the IoT side for conveyances, smart restrooms. It's just a combination of... When I came on board, which is crazy enough, we looked at it like, oh, we got to build an innovation practice, and what is it going to entail? And within the first, 30 days with my team, as I'm building a team, we went from one or two projects to, 17 already. I'm not going to do 17 in 1 year, but we'll sit down and, wow, this is a clean slate with a great framework of being able to just bring forth new ideas and new opportunities into an open-minded organization that just wants to be challenged, and we want to be challenged. So outside of what I've mentioned to you just now, I think there are more to follow. So the more we have the opportunity to see what the industry has to bear and what the vendor community here has to bring forward, I think it gives us an opportunity to look at more things. And I think more things mean more opportunities for airports to deal with growth, which is always going to be the biggest challenge. How do we deal with more aircraft and more flights? How do we manage risk? So we talk about dark towers, and we're looking at potentially for that, and smart loading bridges maybe. So it's so much. And just having the opportunity to be able to do so with a dynamic team and great administrative support, I think is going to get us there.
Wow, sounds like you have a lot on your plate.
Yeah, we want to come back and win the next implementation project award rather than just the innovator award.
Okay, well then if I had to pin you down then and just say, what are your top three innovations that you're most excited for this year, what would they be?
So we looked at our top three is... potentially implementing one of our three pilots that we've been trying out, which is looking at our conveyances or our bathrooms, as well as leveraging some AI modeling for predictive analytics, would be great. Looking at some additional business process improvements, if possible, or working on our ISO certification. I think those will be great to do, but I think what would be great is just looking at our framework and as we add to ingest more project engagements, work with that and have all of our stakeholders actually engage more and start that training program. And if we can get that going, I think it's a major success for us.
Well, it sounds like a very exciting year that you have in store, and we look forward to reading all about it.
Definitely.
Maurice, that was my final question. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Holly, as always. Great to see you.
Thank you for listening to this International Airport Review podcast. Remember to subscribe to the magazine and to the podcast channel to be notified every time a new episode is posted. Thank you again, and make sure you come back again soon to listen to our next guest.